from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Everything falls into place like the flip.
Okay, we're going to get to Jed Fish, the whole reason we were talking about him. I have audio, and we will talk about that and play that for you at 5:15. So set your Swatch watches.
I forgot mine today.
To 5:15. We're going to get into Washington a little bit.
My watch would match your hat. I feel bad. I didn't.
Yeah, I've got a red hat on today. Did you think I was wearing a MAGA hat when I walked in?
That's orange.
Oh, is it?
I think it's red.
Is that red?
It has an orangish tinge, well, but it would be, I would say, more red than orange.
I'm going to go red.
Lately, I've been really struggling, I guess, between the, I have a Jordan hat that I 100% thought was orange, and I've had like a bunch of people now tell me it's red.
You're colorblind.
Can I not distinguish between orange and red? Because that, to me, is 100% orange.
Well, I think we've got, I smell a...
Boy.
A color test.
Yeah.
What color is this shirt?
That's red.
Okay, that is red.
Yeah, that looks red.
But that looks like the top of my Gatorade bottle to me.
Oh, no.
That looks very similar.
Mm.
That's... Well, you could put them next to each other.
We will.
I know that that's a different color orange, but that hat, is that like Spanish Bay or someplace that you played?
Oh, this is from the Hay, which is the par 3 course at Pebble.
Oh, okay.
The new one that Tiger built. My close personal friend, Tiger Woods.
Yeah. Interesting.
So I bought that.
It's a cool hat. I just really thought it was orange. I digress.
I picture it as red.
Okay.
I do. So anyway, I know what we're going to do here. So we'll get to Jedfish 5:15, Joey Harrington 5:30. You know the routine. But Oregon has they dropped a little trailer for a sort of Hard Knocks type of thing that they're going to do internally.
Yeah, and it'll just be on their social media channels.
Yeah, it's called That Team Out West.
Can I just say, one, I saw the trailer for it. They did a really nice job with it. I love that Oregon is trying to play the underdog role again, that no one knows who they are. They're just the team. You're picked second or third in the country.
They're fighting for clicks. We're fighting for wins.
When can we stop with the no one knows who you are? Like, what?
Well, what would you want them to? Because doesn't every coach
play
this card like
no one knows who we are?
I mean, that's kind of how you have to. You have to flip the script. You have to make your team feel like an underdog, or slight it in some way, and you get more out of them that way.
Like, they got Joel Klatt in the preview being like, everyone thinks about Oregon is just some like finesse team and flash. Couldn't be further from the truth.
Well, that is true, though.
I do think that perception exists.
Oh,
That they're more speed and style than they are big bullies.
That is still a thing, particularly with fans. I think teams know that they've gotten much tougher.
Teams have a better idea, but fan bases may not.
But I think, you know, going into the Big Ten, I do think there's that stigma with Big Ten fans that, it's like Iowa fan or Wisconsin fans go, we're going to punch those little ninnies in the mouth.
Except, like when Wisconsin came out and played them in the Rose Bowl, they lost. Ohio State, Oregon went into Ohio State and ran the ball down their throat.
Yeah, because they won those games doesn't mean that the soft label or not as tough. Because, Big Ten, those guys think they're tougher than anybody.
Yeah.
Ground and pound.
They play in the cold. They punt the ball a lot.
So
we got punts.
So, I mean, look, you're Dan Lanning. You got to use anything you can
to
get them.
Because.
Because you are the hunted this year. You're not the hunter. You're the hunted. Yeah. And that's a different... Yeah. I mean, that's...
And the name of the series is... And I do, I guess I appreciate them leaning into that. It's called That Team Out West. As if everyone in the Big Ten is just saying That Team Out West.
Well, and people say it may be a shot at Ohio State specifically because they always are referred to Michigan as That Team Up North. So that's like... I don't know. It'd be an insult to them for stealing their little moniker.
Okay. God, pushing buttons again. Oregon?
Well, he says, and Lanning says in the little trailer, he goes, we don't mind pushing buttons.
Yeah, he said that on the Pat McAfee show. He said, we don't mind ruffling feathers, getting people all fired. I'm not sure that's the best play, but okay. I mean, I see why they're cocky right now. They got a lot of swagger. They got a lot of stuff going for them.
Now you just got to win.
Exactly. See, I think you get cocky once you start winning, not... Before, I mean, not that they haven't been winning. I just mean,
they haven't won anything.
Exactly.
In 2 years under Dan Lanning, as good as they've been, and they're building a ton of momentum. Again, Washington fan will be quick to remind you, what have you won exactly? Oh yeah, nothing.
Well, but we put a duck in a river, so you know.
And not just even a out. Duck, a giant one, giant duck.
I tell you what, the Ducks are quickly trending towards being the most hated team in the Big Ten.
Oh yeah,
they are. Yeah. They're already kind of that guy.
Yeah.
And that. I don't know. It doesn't jive with my sensibilities, but I get it.
But I did say, and this is where I can appreciate like what Oregon's doing. If you go full villain, I said just last break, one of my favorite eras of college football were those two, is the 80s, and then we had the resurgence in the late 90s, those Miami teams. The, what was it, like the Seventh Floor Crew, like with Ed Reed and all those guys, and then the original ones with Jimmy Johnson. I don't mind when someone does... their own thing. I don't mind when someone just says, hey, you know what? Screw convention. Screw, you know, the trying to play nice and no bulletin board material. F you. We're going to do it our way and we're going to come into your house and we're going to kick your ass and do something about it. Now, I will say it's also hilarious when it backfires. One of the great bits of all time in college football was before basically the de facto national title game, Vinny Testaverde, Jerome Brown, that Miami team, they were set to play Penn State, boring-ass Penn State in the Fiesta Bowl, and they were having a big team dinner where the teams were supposed to dine together. And Miami waited for Penn State to sit down in their shirt and tie at the tables, and Miami all came in Army fatigues.
Oh, God. Yeah, they all got off the plane in Army fatigues.
They all dressed up in Army fatigues, and I don't remember. I think it might have been Jerome Brown or Vinny, one of the leaders of the team, went to the front of the ballroom,
Space Force,
and said, basically, Patton didn't sit down with the enemy before World War or whatever. We're not sitting down with you. Drop the mic, and Miami got up and left.
It's in that documentary. Yeah, they all marched in, made one statement, and marched out.
Oh, no.
The only problem was...
That's stupid.
Penn State beat.
What was the score?
It was close. DJ Joser scored a touchdown right at the end, and there was like a big fumble. But yeah, Penn State got him, which again... I don't mind. Like, hey, you're going to go in and you're going to talk your ass. Now you just got to go back it up. And those Miami teams are really good. But what I love about that is that when you get a villain, if Oregon leans into this and just does the, I don't care. Dude, we're coming in to not ask permission. We're kicking down the damn door. It's great because if you back it up, you're just a John Wick mother effer that came in there and assassinated everybody. And if not, it's still entertaining because then you look like an ass clown and you go into the Big Ten and you get your ass kicked. There's still a great story there of like, well, the bravado.
You get clown until you figure it out.
Exactly. Like, so either way, I think it's great theater. And I appreciate when we have great villains. And I'm not saying Oregon's going full villain, but I like the leaning into ruffling feathers.
They kind of are a villain no matter what. Like a text on the Vancouver Four text line says, even Oregon fans have to acknowledge how Oregon is more hateable than the average team because new money, rich owner, built on flash, et cetera, in the uniform thing. Yeah. It's true. I mean, even if they weren't cocky themselves, like they said all the right things and were really buttoned up, there's a lot about that program that other – and it comes from jealousy, make no mistake.
Yeah.
But other programs, they dislike.
Yeah.
So you're right. They're leaning into it. We'll see if it pays off. Bold strategy. I don't know. But their bit is called That Team Out West. Yeah. And they're gonna drop a new one on their social media channels each Tuesday in August. So there will be four episodes in all.
I'll watch them.
It'll cover camp. I will, too. I love stuff like this. And now, look, it's going to be super sanitized.
Oh, yeah, and make Dan Lanning look like, you know, the king of the world and Oregon to be the toughest team in the world. But it will be entertaining to watch.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Watch. I did say that, or I saw an interview with the guy who did it, one of the, video guys there. And he said, you know, we do get into some personal stories. Like they go with Dan Lanning to his coach's retreat.
Yeah, the coach's retreat.
They go to, with Dylan Gabriel. He took his, didn't he take his offensive line?
Down to the beach. It looked like they were on the beach kind of working out, maybe down with the Goonie Rocks in the back.
Yeah, the whoever the video guy is said, yeah, we even in some cases followed kids home to when they were going back before camp and figured out things about their lives and stuff like that.
Now, I think that's cool.
Yeah. Me too.
Not just promotional, but getting to know. Yeah. I think that's really smart move.
One of my favorite things is Lanning has the great clip that gets played all the time of, they're fighting for clicks.
You're talking about we're fighting for clicks? We're fighting for wins.
No one's fighting for clicks more than Oregon, and they do a great job with it.
No, Colorado's fighting for clicks. More clicks.
More clicks. Oregon is doing a really, really good job the brand. The difference is that the Oregon doesn't suck. Colorado does.
Well, and I also think it's Lanning.
They do a good job.
Lanning is, he's embracing it. He's letting him do it. You know, I just don't think Cristobal would really be all into this.
Well, both.
We just rolled, brother.
This is a great point. And I'm not saying this out of revisionist history or because we talked to Dan Lanning. Because we talk to Mario Cristobal every week. And we've talked to Dan Lanning every week. From a neutral observer, oh my God, Dan Lanning is both are red asses, both are very intense. Dan Lanning is 1,000 times more likable and personable than Mario Cristobal. It's not even close. It's not even close. And so I enjoy Coach Lanning, and I think what Oregon's doing is fun. I just think sometimes the messages get a little crossed, but that's okay. You know, in this era, what you're doing is working, because in today's college football world, you really do have to fight for clicks, because look, recruiting is a popularity contest.
And he knows that's why Lanning.
Yes.
That's why he's all about it.
Yeah, and those battles get won and lost on social media now. They just do.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, I cannot remember a football season of college that I was more excited about than this one.
Yeah, I'm pretty stoked.
This is going to be really fun.
Yeah, let's go.
And Kansas is going to win it all.
Hey, what? Hey. When did you?
Because they're pretty good.
What did you predict? Was it the 2030? When was the national
2075.
Title? 2075.
Are you on board just the a little slow ahead, rolling train?
A little ahead of schedule, but you know.
Hey, we're going to be pretty good this year. Big 12 is going to be fun too, because it's like they're all the teams are the same.
There was an article today saying that the Big 12 is so wide open. In fact, I think Utah, if I'm not mistaken, is picked to win it.
Plus 300.
Yeah.
All right, in the news is coming up next. After football, basketball, and baseball, what sport are Oregonians betting on the most? That's next. Here's Buck.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.